Small Biz America.
The Brain.
It's time again for the Small Biz Brain. The Small Biz Brain encompasses the collective consciousness of great thinkers in small business from around the entire Small Biz universe. Remember, the bigger the brain, the more we know. Today's guest on the Small Biz Brain is Matthew Best. He's the president of Best Solutions, a firm he founded in 2004, an entrepreneurial coach who works primarily with business owners and people who work on a commission basis. Best Solutions specializes in working with clients in financial services, information technology, healthcare, and sales industries. Matthew earned a BA in honors in political science from Grove City College and has a very active political life. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Great. Thanks for joining us on The Brain. What originally led you to creating Best Solutions, and what was your vision?
Well, I'll tell you, you already mentioned I have a background in politics and government. I have a pretty extensive background in politics and worked in Washington, D.C., worked for a United States congressman and a lobbyist, had my own government affairs firm, worked for a state representative. And during that time, a lot of what I really enjoyed doing was helping a lot of small business owners and also working with associations. As well, who work with small business owners and helping them out with their problems. You know, a small business owner is not going to go to the representative unless they have a problem with any three-letter agency of the government. And so it was very rewarding to do that. Of course, there's a lot on the negative side as well. But also during that time, I've been involved in a lot of the campaign politics as well. And if you know anything about campaigns, it's all about message. It's about message, it's about focus, it's about discipline in a positive sense. It's about accomplishing goals. It's about having the right type of attitudes. Mm-hmm. And so from the last job I had, the government had cut out my position, and I had to decide, what do I want to do? And so I took a look at what was I doing. I was helping people out with their problems. That's what I do now, but I also help them out with a lot of opportunities. And it really comes back to this whole idea of the goal clarification and attitude development. It's really about having focus. It's about knowing what do you want to accomplish and how are we going to get there. And so I take what I learned from the political realm and bring it back into the business world. There's a lot of lessons that the business world can learn from the political world.
Now, when you first take a small business or entrepreneurial client, what do you find most of these kinds of people need help with?
Well, there's a lot of different things. The folks that I typically work with, one of their biggest challenges is time management because they're very creative. And so they want to do a lot of different things. And what happens when you have that combination is they start working on one thing, they're excited about it, and then they get a new idea, and they want to start working on that as well.
Classic.
They like the old idea.
Yep.
and so they just start getting – They bang themselves all over the place because they're coming up with so many great ideas and they want to keep working on them. And they get started and then things fall by the wayside because they're not planning it out. And they're not willing to say, okay, what can I be satisfied with right now? The term that I coined to describe this is EADD, which is Entrepreneurial Attention Deficit Disorder. You think about attention deficit disorder and just apply it to a business, that's exactly what it is. It's, you know, unfocused, it's easily distracted. In this sense, when you take an entrepreneur who's very creative, it's easy to happen. Big thinkers typically, they don't like to get down into the details of things. They come up with lots of great ideas, but it's getting them to actually say, okay, well, you know, I got all these ideas. Let's figure out how we can actually do them. Now, let's stay focused on these ideas.
Are there specific? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask, what are some of the techniques, or do you have specific approaches to how you? And I imagine each of them are different. But these folks, entrepreneurs, classic problem, a lot of ideas. How do you slow them down, so to speak, to get them focused?
I'll tell you what. I think a great analogy. Most people when they finally realize that they need to do something about this,
yeah,
they're just, you know, they recognize that, okay, it's about results ultimately. And what they feel like is that they're driving along in their car and the wheel blows out and they feel like they got to keep driving and change the wheel at the same time.
Hmm.
And so you know, you get that picture in your head, and that's exactly what people going through EADD, a lot of entrepreneurs, that's the feeling that they have. They're going to keep driving and trying to figure out how to change the wheel. Well, if you're going to change the wheel, you have to stop. You have to change what you're doing. And in order to change what you're doing, you got to change the way that you got to take a look at your values. You got to take a look at your beliefs. You got to take a look at the way you're thinking about things. Because if you just focus on the behavior, you're not going to change anything.
So do you have a system? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please continue.
I was just going to give another example of, think about all the times that anybody's gone to a seminar, they learn all sorts of great stuff. They come back the next day, they're all pumped up, the morale is high, the productivity is high, and then 2 weeks later, where are they? You know, they're right back where they were, and then their morale is even lower because they learned all this stuff and they're not doing it. It's because they're focused on the behavior and not what comes before that, which is the attitude.
Okay, so you almost reprogram them or help them reprogram themselves to do different things to get different results. Is that fair?
That's one way to do it. There's really, it's the combination of things. It's the figuring out why do you want to do something, which is the goal clarification. I mean, think about, really, when you look at entrepreneurs, big thinkers, they've got the long-term goals. They've got those things very clear in their minds as far as what the long-term looks like. They struggle with the short-term. The short-term can be, and it's not even in terms of time, it's what are the smaller goals that help me accomplish the larger goals. When I sit down, just about every client I have, that's a huge issue for them, is being clear about those short-term goals. And that's the why. The other part that I work with them on is the how, and that's where attitude comes in. That attitude is our habit of thought. You know, somebody said that we have 60,000 thoughts every day, and the problem is we have the same 60,000 thoughts every day. And so it's getting people to start changing little bit by little bit each day the different type of habits that we have.
Is there a direct analogy for you between your experience in long distance running and this, I call it reprogramming, I don't know that you would call it that, but in changing the short goal, long goal relationship and some of the work you're doing here?
Absolutely. And I think the long distance running is a great example, and it's really, you know, people say that they're training for a marathon. And I've done 4 marathons, and I'm training for one right now. It's not really training. Training is such a short-term type of thing. It's developing. You're really changing. Because, you know, anybody that wants to go out and run a marathon, I don't care if you're a runner or not, you know, you don't just go out one day and decide, you know what, I'm going to run 26.2 miles tomorrow. It's just not going to happen unless, you know, there's very few people that can do that. But for 99.9% of us, we have to start with, okay, where are we right now? I remember when I first started running a few years ago, I lived in Washington, D.C. at the time, and I lived on East Capitol Street, which just comes straight out from the Capitol. I got outside, I ran down the block, ran back to where I lived, one block, essentially back and forth, and that was it, the first day. And so that's the exact same type of thing that happens is, okay, we're not going to look at the huge, big obstacles, the big changes, because those are easy to identify. It's the small things. The small things make a huge impact. You know, one of the stories that I like to share about that, it's very simple. It's kind of like the 1 degree type of thing. You know, at 212 degrees with water, it boils and it gives off steam. And with steam, you can, you know, you have the steam engine, and you know, you can take large ships across the ocean, and commerce and capitalism and trains and all that kind of good stuff, lots of energy. But at 211 degrees, all you have is hot water, and you can't really do anything with it. And that's the difference of 1 degree, and that's what we're looking at when I work with my clients. It's the small little things. There's one other thing that I always tell people. There's an old Chinese proverb, which is, man doesn't trip over a mountain, he trips over a pebble. And so we're looking at those pebbles. What are the small changes that we can make that are going to have a huge impact.
Great. We're visiting with Matthew Best from Best Solutions. The website, www.somedayisland.com. That's www.somedayisland.com, just like it sounds. Matthew, what is Seminar at Sea?
Seminar at Sea is it's an idea that I came up with, I don't remember, last year. And it's this combination of doing development while also on vacation. It's my brand is Someday Island, obviously, as my website, the address is somedayisland.com, as you just mentioned. And Someday Island, if you think about what that is, it's someday I'll do this, someday I'll do that. And, you know, when people go there, they'll see the very first thing is, it looks like a passport, and that's what my business card is. And so it's taking this concept of the someday I'll have better time management is a typical phrase that I hear people say a lot of times when I'm talking with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like, all right, well, let's make someday a real day and let's decide that, hey, you know, this September, let's work specifically on time management over the course of a week and let's do it on someday I'll. In which case, my someday isle is in the Caribbean, and so you know, let's have a fun event, but let's make it educational. Let's make it to the point where people can take away something from this, and really get inundated into the whole brand of Someday Isle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're sort of reinforcing your own brand. You're integrating a pleasurable experience with the work, making it a now experience so that there isn't this sense of procrastination or at some future imaginary time when this will happen, when time management will suddenly find itself into your life or, you know, your ability
right.
to be
the magic fairy comes through the window and right. says, okay, you have time management. Now, right. this is, you're pulling yourself out. It's kind of like, again, go back to the car analogy. You're stopping the car. You're getting out. In this case, you're getting away from what your challenges are, physically getting away from the challenge that you have to force yourself to make changes and take a look at, all right, where am I right now? What are my habits about time management?
Yeah, yeah.
What do I want them to be? How am I going to get there? So it's a lot of figuring out what do I want? Why do I want it? And how am I going to do it?
Our guest is Matthew Best, the website www.somedayisland.com. He's an entrepreneurial coach. Matthew, you do some seminar work, I'm imagining. Tell us the different ways in which you work with clients, and then if there's a phone number to add to this, that'd be great.
Sure. Phone number, first off, is 717-557-5001. And the different way that I work with folks, I do a lot of work one-on-one with individuals. Obviously, as a coach, that's the most effective way for people to get the most out of it because it's very personalized in that case. Work with people in person. I work with people on the phone. I work with people even now with webcams. It's amazing the different technology you can use to make this effective. I also facilitate in groups. And again, a lot of times it's just going to depend on what's going to be right for the client. Because I'm very flexible. And that's one of the keys is that it's not about me. It's not about Matthew Best, the coach. It's about my client. And so whatever it's going to take to help them accomplish their goals, to help them to set their goals, to be clear about it, whatever it's going to take to help them get their return on investment, and that's ultimately what it's about, that's what we're going to do. When I meet with clients, I have an agenda, but, you know, half the time we're not following that agenda because it's what they want to talk about. It's what they want to work on. And so that's what we do. I do some seminars. Obviously the Seminar at Sea is pretty unique. There's lots of different things. I have a book that's coming out very soon in the next couple of weeks called Speaking of Success.
Oh, that's important to know. Okay.
Yeah, I'm one of the co-authors on that. The other three big authors on that are Ken Blanchard, Jack Canfield, and Stephen Covey. That's you can get that off of my website. There's information about that there. And that's an information, that's a book about success. And several different authors are involved in that. Lots of different perspectives. I mean, those three guys there, you know, you're not going to get much better information about success than those three guys.
That's great. You're in fabulous company.
I feel real honored to be a part of that.
Oh, that's a huge, that's huge for you. That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. So lots of different ways. The whole idea is it's flexible. It's, you know, we're going to figure out what does the person need or the organization need? What are they trying to accomplish? What's holding them back? Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. I'm really mm-hmm. in the business of helping people overcome their obstacles. And for me, I'm helping them overcome not the technical side of things, but the people side of things. And it's dealing with the management, the time management, people management, communication, motivation, goal setting, goal clarification, those type of items, customer service, sales, any one of those areas there that it's dealing with people, that's what I help people with.
Beautiful. Thanks, Matthew. Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. The number is 717-557-5001. That's 717-557-5001. And the website www.somedayisland.com. And someday we'll do it again. Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain, Matthew. Continued
All
success.
Right, thank you for having me.
You got it. Have a good morning.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.